Want to send a message to your favourite Radio Today presenter? Or send a general comment or request to Radio Today? Well, you can by simply SMSing your message to 44008. That's 44008. Standard SMS rates apply. Radio Today. Radio that delivers.
Changing Destiny is proudly brought to you by WEM Media, right here on Radio Today. Radio Today, radio that delivers.
Welcome to Changing Destiny. My name is Paul Pereira. Now, as is our wont at Radio Today, every year we invite and encourage our listeners to attend a most spectacular morning of music, choreography, dance, and outdoor display given by 10 large field bands. And this happens every year at the National Championships of the Field Band Foundation. And it's coming up in February. And so we'll be chatting today about the Field Band Foundation, the work it does across all 9 provinces of South Africa, and about the forthcoming event, which is free of charge, and which, honestly, you will thank me for enormously if, because of this, you go and have a look at it. And in our discussion today, we'll be talking with Tiroge Schoeneman. He's one of the chaps involved in educational work through the Field Band Foundation across South Africa, and to Sello Ramasepele, who is the Public Affairs Manager at the Foundation. And we'll be doing that after we've dipped our toes, as it were, into some of the work of the Foundation by listening to a band playing Daliwam. Welcome back. You're on Changing Destiny with Paul Pereira, and we're discussing the Field Band Foundation this week, and we're doing it with Tiroge Schoeneman, who's involved with the educational work of the Foundation, and with Sello Ramasepele, who is the Public Affairs Manager. Tiroge and Sello, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Absolute pleasure. I think let's start off by just framing what the Foundation is.
The Phil Bunn Foundation was established in 1996, and we operate in all the nine provinces across South Africa. So in after-school program, we operate in schools as an after-school program. We teach music and dance in schools.
And you've done that now for 18 years.
We've been doing it, if
my maths is correct.
That's correct. We've been doing it for the past 18 years, yes.
Now, a field band. Paint us a picture. What is that thing?
Okay, so a band is broken down into different sections. We've got from the brass section, the percussions, the marimbas and the steel drum, the dance section. So that's a whole band of about 125 minimum. But then we operate, for instance, in one school, we'll be having 125 members rehearsing Mondays and the Tuesday. And on the second school, we'll be having another school having 125 members. So in one township, we get that we have 250 members.
250 members per operation, I suppose.
Per operation, per band, yes.
And Turoga, this is not just about music. I mean, music is beautiful in its own right. It has its own value. But it's about much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot about music, but it's much more, as you say, about developing social skills. So when people ask me what the field band is, I used to say that it's a social project using music and learning music as a vehicle for learning social skills, life skills, and so.
What sorts of skills?
Timekeeping, ability to manage yourself, to take care of yourself, to be able to do right choices in life. What do you want to do with your life? Such things.
I suppose, and there's an element of self-esteem that comes through. I mean, I remember back when I was at school, I wasn't in a field band, I was in a pipe band. But the whole activity I found hugely enjoyable, but I also had a very strong sense of myself coming through that work.
It is. They really been. Once you've went through the field band, the field band's got nine values, and all the members that come through the foundation have to learn those values, and they live by those values on their everyday life, everyday basis.
So, what sorts of things?
So it's honesty, respect, discipline, integrity, empathy.
Right, so all the sorts of things we would need in intersocial interactions, that sort of a thing. Where are the bands?
Okay, we're based in all the nine provinces in different towns. We are based in Gauteng, in Alex, Soweto, Springs, and a little bit outside Pretoria in Hammanskraal. So we also are in the northwest in Rustenburg. We are all over the country.
So our local ones we know then. They're in our main townships. But these bands move into rural areas, desert areas.
It's in deep rural areas, most of them. And the reality is that you get that in most areas, there's really no activity happening at all, you know. You get that the field member leaves school to run to the band because that's the only activity happening within the community. And we get the challenges that we get when we go to the band is that when we open a band in an area, we get the situation in the area is that before the field band came, there was no activity, and youth is engaging in things like drug abuse, high level of alcohol abuse in certain areas. So the field band is really...
What do you need to have done before you can join a band?
We do not have
some musical training.
No, we do not do any music auditions at all. It's open to public, to all members from 7 to 21. So we don't do auditions at all. You get a tutor there. So their band is formed with there are four tutors, and there's a program officer. So you have those are like your parents when you get to the band. They'll direct you throughout the process. They'll teach you all the basics of how to play an instrument.
You know, when we think of, we talk about across all the nine provinces, but it's a big country, it's a diverse place, there are all sorts of very different challenges, and I'd be interested to know some of the realities with which you live. In other words, your bands are in, I believe you've got some new bands.
We have some new bands in the Northern Cape, so...
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. The places that we even never knew that they exist. But we are quite grateful for that. And we went to the Northern Cape to see when the band started. I mean, the youth there, when you get to the Northern Cape, alcohol is the only entertainment to them, you know. So that's one challenge that we are facing, and thanks to the other leg of our foundation, which is the social development aspect, where we're looking at the well-being of a member. We're not just looking at teaching a member how to play or how to dance. So we look at the well-being of a member as well, from the family. So you get that the member, the mother, the both parents, maybe they are deceased, so you get that the child is looking after the whole family. So we assist in that regard when the member is...
When you've got child-headed households and that sort of thing, alcohol abuse in the community. I would imagine in some places there are also big distances, probably in Limpopo and that.
Yes, so they travel, they have to walk from home to the rehearsal, which is long distances, and because of the passion, they don't really mind, because I mean, it's the Philbin Foundation is one thing that has ever happened. We always say it's South African best kept secret.
How many bands have you got?
Got 48 bands.
48 bands.
And we're still counting. We're hoping to open more.
There's like 130 kids in each band. That's huge.
So over the 18 years, we've touched over 40,000 youngsters through the program. Over four.
So Roger, let's go and have a little look now at what the broader educational work of the foundation is.
Yeah, as Sella was saying, we're still counting bands. The foundation has been growing over the many years. There's been more and more bands, and eventually the organization saw that there's need of developing skills, especially for the facilitators running these bands, to upskill them. So there's since 1999, there's been a collaboration with Norway and the Norwegian Band Federation, where I come from. I'm employed by them, funded by the Norwegian government through the Norwegian Fredskorpset. And the first 12 years, there was an exchange program called the BCB, Bands Crossing Borders. What the project did was sending members from South Africa, from the Philbin Foundation, to a folk high school in Norway called Toneheim to study there for a year, and also to contribute with their music and go around Norwegian bands to teach them their music. At the same time, the Norwegian Band Federation would send teachers to Norway, to South Africa, to teach in the bands in the townships.
Are we talking quite different styles of music?
We're talking very different styles of music. You could roughly say that here in South Africa, people play by ear without reading music, and the opposite from Norway.
So in Norway, it's far more structured, is it?
Yeah, in a way, we are very dependent, to generalize, on reading music, reading from a score. So it's more difficult to put away the score and play by ear, unless you...
What's the advantage of playing by ear?
Well, there are advantages both by reading and by playing by ear. I mean, if you play by ear, you're not limited to a piece of paper. You use your ear to go with the music more. But if you read music, then you're able to dig through a lot more music in shorter time and interpret different styles of music more easily.
And the educational aspects of the work that's happening here, so that's mainly aimed at facilitators and tutors, is it?
Yes, for them to upskill their members in their bands.
And how do you do it? I mean, these things are far apart from one another, the actual operations.
Yeah, well, reading music has been very important to learn here in South Africa for the members, for the facilitators of the bands. So learning to read and playing an instrument has been emphasized. And eventually this came down to the organization deciding that they need to structure and formalize this training a little bit more. So the idea of a field band academy came along. In 2010, we started a boarding school called the Field Band Academy. And it's built on that folk high school in Norway, or the concept of a folk high school, which is a boarding school over a year, where people come after high school before they go on to like higher studies, where they can do to a certain extent what they want. In Norway, you can specialize in different things. Some folk high schools, they focus on outdoor activities. Some focus on international relations. What FBA is built on is a school that focuses on music, naturally. And we teach music theory, all practical instrumental subjects, ensemble. We do conducting, music reflection, music history, throughout a large scale of different musical.
But you're in Johannesburg now. You're not in KwaZulu-Natal, where the school was.
Now, up until recently, the Filman Academy was based in Verulam, in KZN, just north of Durban. We had usually a student mass of like 35 students that would come there and train for several months and do practical exercises with the local schools. Now the organization wants to broaden the teaching for more students, for more members around South Africa. So we have relocated to Johannesburg so we can work more closely with the head office and reach out to more members and facilitators, since there is more bands located in Gauteng.
All right, and we'll be continuing this discussion just after we've listened to another example of a field band at work, if I could put it that way, performing and doing its thing. And that's the song Brown Skin Girl. Welcome back. You're on Changing Destiny with Paul, Torge, and with Cello, and we're discussing the Field Band Foundation. We spoke about the educational aspects of the foundation's work in South Africa, how tutors and band operators learn and facilitators learn to upskill and are upskilled in and take that training forward, and how that's being centralized in Gauteng and then taken to more people from now on. There are other international aspects to the work. Tell us a bit about that.
So over the years, we've been having relationships with the USA. So there's a very popular marching band in the USA called the Blue Devils and the Pioneers. So we sent the four of our South African field benders to the USA to be part of the championships with the Pioneers. So they learn literally the marching techniques.
Oh yeah, and in America, those bands are, you know, extremely professional.
Exactly, like you know, when you are in the USA and you are part of the marching band, you are like the best thing. Like everybody wants to be associated with you because you are the marching bands are cool in the USA. So in South Africa, people are not really familiar with marching bands. They tend to think they are typical brass bands, and we are more than just a typical brass band. So in the USA, they really learn a lot of like how to march on in tempo with while playing at the same time. And we also have the Belgians. We have the Belgians, which also helps us a lot with the workshops. In December, we had the System Blue workshop at the academy, at the Fieldband Academy, where our American friends came and taught our members a lot, our tutors, a lot about how to design shows on the field and thorough training on marching.
So training in things like choreography and
things
like that.
Yeah, and as Selo is saying, Belgium has also been heavily involved in this for a number of years, and especially focusing on formation and how to march together in different formation, how to set up a show, basically. And they are still doing that on workshops, for example.
What other programs are you running outside of the, I suppose, the straight, here's a performance?
The Pulse program.
The Pulse program, yeah. It's also a collaboration with Norway. I mentioned earlier the band's Crossing Border program that ran for 12 years. The continuation of that is the Pulse program. The band's Crossing Borders program was focusing to a large extent on teaching music, reading music, as I said. Now, they wanted to do a bit of change into this program. They wanted to focus more on music and health. And then the BCB program was finalized, and we started up the Pulse program. And it's been going for a number of years. Today, we have 6 girls, actually, living and working in townships around South Africa, at the moment focusing on bands in Paris, in the Free States, and several bands here in Gauteng.
And how is this whole thing supported? How is it funded? How do bands, I mean, this has got to be a very expensive exercise. If a band is so large, you're talking about more than 120 children per band. You've got 48 of these of these bands.
That's true. It's not really cheap to run a foundation. We are primarily funded by South African corporates and the public sector, like the Department of Arts and Culture. So on the as well as our international supporters as well. But in South Africa, the corporates will be talking about like your Investec, ABSA, DBS, Anglo-American.
Okay, so rather big, quite established big social investment programs.
Yeah.
And do they like to have bands where they are?
In their operation areas of operation.
Okay, but these aren't bands for children of employees, are they?
No, it's part of their CSI initiatives. So it's part of, like, for instance, for them giving back to the communities that they're working in.
So we are recruiting basically for among us, a member or a student mass of those who wants to be members, isn't it? It's so open to anyone.
It's open to anyone.
Anyone that shows interest and commitment.
Yeah.
Now, of your 48 bands, you siphon them through a rigorous set of regional championships, and then you end up with the 10 best. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Over and above the life skills and all the stuff that we teach them, they look forward to that one show that they work throughout. They prepare from January till around mid-year to put together a show and a field that they compete on a regional level, so basically to compete at the national championships. So everybody wants to be at the national championships, but unfortunately we can't afford to bring all 48 bands to Johannesburg to come and compete. So we have to have regional championships and
When are these national championships? Tell me about them.
So excited about them. They're happening next month, 20th of February, at the Nike Football Stadium in Pimville, Soweto. So yeah, it's going to be a very exciting morning filled with joy, happiness, a lot of great music and movement in the field. If you haven't seen the field band perform, I'll advise you to come through.
What bands will be there? Do we know of any of the bands, just a couple of them that have made their mark over the years?
We have, from the Northern Cape, we'll be having the the DBS PPC Kimberley Field Band, which has been winning the championships for quite some time now, will be having the 2014 championship champions, which are the Springs Field Band, the PFG Londolusha Field Band, yeah, from Springs in Daveyton. Yeah, that's one of the few bands that are coming through to nationals.
Now, if people, we get a little bit of a chance on this program to share some of the music, of course, but if people want to have far more contact with the foundation or to actually see film of the bands in action or hear more examples of the music, how do they do that?
People can visit our website, which is fieldband.org.za. We're also available on social platforms like Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So on Twitter, we are at fieldband_SA. So same as Instagram as well, it's fieldband_SA. On Facebook, we've got a fan page, which is Fieldband Foundation South Africa. If you search, go and like our Facebook fan page. And we have a couple of videos online. And we also do public performances. If you loved the music that we played today, if you'd like to book a band, please do contact us. Just send an inquiry to info@fieldband.org.za, then I'll definitely get back to you.
Thank you, Sela Ramsepele and Torge Schunemann. And we will play out with the Fieldband Foundation Samba, which will give you a sense of the kind of joie de vie that comes through these band performances, and which, as I say again, will be at the National Championships, which is at the Nike Football Stadium in Soweto, and it is on Saturday morning, starting at 9:30, at Saturday morning on the 20th of February, in just about a month's time. So come along, it's free, it's open to the public, and it's a celebration with thousands of youngsters who have prepared a long time for it. It is excellent work, and you will see it. The work of the Fieldband Foundation, 20 Feb at the Nike Stadium. Goodbye. Thank you.